Good morning to all. During his ministry on the earth, Jesus talked a lot about freedom and becoming free. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 32, Jesus said this, "The truth will set you free." Friends, fellow citizens, our nation was based on certain freedoms. These freedoms include freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of assembly, and several other freedoms. Now, it is not my purpose here today to talk about the current state of our freedoms, but I do want to talk about Christian freedom. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus said that he came to set the captives or the prisoners free. Now, there are millions of people in this country in physical prisons, but brethren, is it possible to be captives, inmates if you will, even though you're not in a physical prison cell? The Apostle Paul talked about people being slaves to sin. Friends, if we are a slave to any type of sin, we are not truly free. Let me ask you a question. Is there any type of sin, any type of behavior that rules your life today? Most of us are familiar with Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Friends, our actions definitely have eternal consequences, and that's serious business. Thankfully, praise God, Jesus came to free us from the eternal penalty of sin. But, hear me on this, our actions today not only have consequences for the future, the actions we take today also have consequences for our quality of life today. Friends, ask yourself the following questions. Is there anything in your life that you need to rid yourself of so that you can be truly free? Are there any bad habits, addictions, and whatnot that are dragging you down, preventing you from living a free and happy life? Let me encourage you to do this. Examine yourself. Learn the truth of yourself so that you can be truly free and live an abundant, happy life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, please inspire us to be wise enough to see anything in our lives that is keeping us captive. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.